It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
People are still holding on to hope that someday there will be a reboot of The Office. By the way, I am one of those people.
I was going to say it's Alex.
Turns out one of the only holdouts is Steve Carell. He played manager Michael Scott on the show. To get Steve on board for a reboot, four former cast members of The Office, Jenna Fischer, Ellie Kemper, Ed Helms, and Steve's wife Nancy, all crashed his opening SNL monologue over the weekend to demand that he reconsider a revival. Here's Jenna Fischer surprising him in the audience.
Do you remember the last words that Pam secretly whispered to Michael as she left for Denver?
Not really.
Okay, she said, Steve, don't be a d- do the reboot.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, I do. Don't you want to see what Pam and Jeff are up to these days?
It's Pam and Jim.
Who cares? Why are you getting hung up on the details? Let's just do the damn thing.
I really thought that they were going to actually make the announcement that it was coming back.
What it sounds like to me is like everyone's on board except Steve Carell, and so basically the cast is trying to get him to agree to it. I think that that's the only thing holding it up, and if he agrees, I think we will see it. Regarding the reboot idea, by the way, Steve Carell said it was a great experience. He loves all those people, but he doesn't think it's the best idea, and he thinks that they should just leave it alone. Cher's life has been turned into a Broadway show called The Cher Show, but she is allegedly furious over the production. Sources say Cher had a complete meltdown. She was so displeased with the show that she stormed out before intermission. A source says that she had a fit and says that she regrets being involved with it ever.
Ouch.
The crew even had photographers there to take her picture with the cast after the show, but she was a no-show. Her tantrum comes right after she had previously admitted her dissatisfaction with the show. Gerard Butler hosted a star-studded fundraiser on Friday evening to help fund the rebuilding process in California after he lost his home in the wildfires. The actor held the fundraiser for the Malibu Foundation, which was launched by a group of Malibu residents, including Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, Jamie Foxx, Sean Penn, Cindy Crawford, Randy Gerber, Minnie Driver, The Edge, and Robin Thicke were also there, and they had lost their homes to the Woolsey Fire. The foundation has raised almost $2 million so far, and 100% of that money is going to the victims of the fire. And Mariah Carey proved once again that she is the queen of Christmas.
People don't realize how much it costs to go and do the whole Christmas experience, the extravaganza that I darling. I have Santa Claus comes, the real Santa. I know him. Because the real reindeer are actually there. Now, people think I'm making this up, but this is true. I have real reindeer that come to us. Yes, darling, I don't play around.
Coming up in less than an hour, Adam Levine addressed Super Bowl halftime rumors.
All right, thank you very much, Alex.